From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
This latest storm being felt far and wide across the Bay Area. I'll have a look at some of the damage we saw right here in San Francisco.
Yeah, we're still dealing with some hot spots on the freeways, lots of debris and some closures to report. I'll have updates coming up. Plus, are you without power this morning? A lot of people are, and you're definitely not alone. The update we just got from PG&E on their efforts to get the lights back on for all these people. Jess.
Of course, power outages, downed trees, that's all from this storm that swept its way in. And we're still seeing lingering showers this morning. I'll tell you how long you can expect this in your local area coming up in your full forecast.
And we're going to start this morning with that new round of rain and wind battering the Bay Area. It brought down trees and power lines, leaving many of you in the dark right now. In San Francisco, the wind was strong enough to rip up the tiles. Look at this, on a high-rise balcony. And not just that, the people who took the video actually caught the moment a couch was flying through the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a couch. A couch just flew. Oh, that guy, it almost hit that guy right there.
Okay, I don't feel safe here.
Oh, scary. Well, for the second time now, the wind blew out a window at a high rise in the financial district, which you might remember also happened during last week's windstorm. This time, pieces of broken glass rained down from the 21st floor at 50 California. Luckily, no one was walking below. Let's get a check on our weather now with First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. And Jess, very, very scary situation yesterday. How much more of this are we going to be getting?
You know, we're still dealing with lingering showers this morning. So far throughout the Bay Area, we've seen close to 5 inches of rain just near Ben Lomond. We're at 4.5 inches right now, 2 inches in Redwood City. 2.5 just near Berkeley, roughly. Now, we're still adding to these numbers. I keep updating these throughout the morning show because we're seeing lingering showers right now on our First Alert Doppler, allowing for those rainfall totals to really add up throughout the next couple hours. Now, take a look at our First Alert Doppler right now. Light drizzle widespread throughout our North Bay. Really, it's light near Petaluma, Nevada, where it's starting to break apart. The storm, believe it or not, is tracking to the south. So the North Bay is going to be the first one to dry up. The South Bay, you're going to be the last. But it's okay. This is a lot lighter compared to what we were dealing with yesterday during these hours. We see a heavier band of rain just offshore. This is going to start sweeping its way into the peninsula. Here's San Francisco, all the way down into North Fair Oaks area. That'll sweep in within the next 30 minutes or so. So be prepared for some slicker roads out there. But long story short, it's been widespread light showers all morning. Here's a look at futurecast just within the next couple hours. Taking a quick look at how this rotation is still happening, we're seeing it widespread become a lot more cloudy compared to a lot more rainy. This is all the way into that 8 o'clock hour. These widespread showers track to the south. We're going to be actually left with drier conditions just by noon. So long story short, daytime highs today, they're sitting in the upper 50s all throughout the Bay Area. I'll tell you more about what you can expect for the rest of the week coming up. But for now, over to you, Gianna.
You're going to look forward to just when that rain kind of gets its way out of the Bay and
trust
we get
me.
A break. Yeah, we could use it. It was tough on the commute yesterday. It's going to be tough this morning for your morning commute as well. So pack your patience, give yourself some extra time. Again, we're still dealing with that rain this morning, but hopefully things will be a little bit better later on. Live look here at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights are officially on, so that commute just got a little bit busier for anyone heading into San Francisco. Now, we did have a crash on the upper deck already this morning near Treasure Island. That's now been cleared out of lanes, but the damage is done. We're clocking in some pretty slow speeds as you work your way heading into the city, down about 30 miles per hour in some spots. So certainly plan for that. And if you saw yesterday, the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, just getting out of the city was really tough when there was a big rig blocking lanes. So a lot of things could happen and so quickly. So definitely always be on guard when you're on the roadways. There's a closure also, 3rd Street Bridge, both directions from Channel Street to Berry Street. That is also shut down due to storm damage. Taking a look at the San Mateo Bridge, getting busy westbound. You can see in this live shot those slick surfaces out there. So take it slow if you're headed over towards the peninsula. If you're taking the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, we are getting reports of a crash not too far from the toll plaza there. It's headed eastbound, so it is counter commute, but westbound, we're already starting to see a few brake lights there as well. So keep that in mind. You've got brake lights coming off the East Shore Freeway already this morning, westbound into Richmond, into Berkeley. If you want to skip the roadways and use public transit, BART reporting about 20-minute delays this morning. That is strictly weather-related. They typically slow down trains during the wet weather just to be safe, so plan for that. Also, make sure you check ferry service before you head out the door as well. There were some cancellations yesterday. I have not heard of any cancellations as of yet this morning, but definitely make sure you check on that before you leave. And Capital Corridor, Ace Rail, Muni, so far everything is on time through there. 580, 680 Dublin Interchange, definitely busy already for super commuters heading over towards 680. Don't forget, that's an area where we're also going to see some brake lights or issues there. All right, if you are headed to SFO at all, it might be difficult for people trying to fly out of SFO. Yesterday, folks were still dealing with some issues, and this morning there might be some as well. So far, more than 30 flights have been delayed out of San Francisco, and more than a dozen flights have been canceled. And along the peninsula, the strong winds caused down trees and power outages. Unfortunately, one person did die after a tree crushed the van that they were in. And our Jocelyn Moran is looking at some of the damage this morning. She's in Montero, where a tree came down on a home.
Well, the peninsula continues to be hit hard when it comes to these rainstorms and windstorms here. Take a look at these cars. A tree completely came down. This isn't a home in Montero, crushing three of the owner's cars here. This is just one of several scenarios we have seen throughout the peninsula of trees completely coming down and causing some severe damage here. Like, this is some of the video of when this initially happened. This happened around 1 to 1:30 a.m. overnight. The owner describes hearing a loud bang. She was sleeping at the time. Take a listen to what she said.
I was sleeping and I just heard this bang, and then I knew it was a tree. Like, it was really, really loud and really close. And I came out and three of our, we have like five cars in our driveway, and three of them, the tree is across the street on top of the cars, just smashed the cars.
Unfortunately, this was not the only scenario of a tree coming down. A tree in Portola Valley killed the driver of this van here. CHP says a tree toppled onto the van the person was driving in. This was eastbound on Alpine Road, just west of 280. It happened around 1:30 p.m. yesterday. And we just got this video in from Redwood City. That landslide forced crews to shut down Edgewood Road just east of 280. The road closure has been in effect since right around midnight. It's unclear how long it'll take those crews to make the road safe again. We'll be sure to update you on the look of things out there. And just driving to get here this morning, we also noticed some other downed trees as well as other debris out on the road. So if you are going to be heading out this morning, just be extra aware out on the roadways.
And I'm pretty sure many of you saw it and felt it, that bad weather that roared through the Bay Area, and the damage is destructive. The weather was so bad, people tell us it looked apocalyptic, and I couldn't agree more. At one point, hurricane-like winds whipped up waves, knocking down tall trees along the Embarcadero here. I want you to look at this. Three industrial barges slammed into the 3rd Street Bridge that's next to Oracle Park. The impact wrecked these wooden planks here and broke part of the railing. Even people just walking outside struggled, having to cling to street poles just to keep their balance by yesterday's windstorm. The San Francisco Bay Ferry had to suspend service for hours because of these choppy conditions. Several ferry trips were canceled, forcing commuters to take shuttles to Marin.
It's been a blustery day and nothing like I've ever seen before here in San Francisco.
I mean, road closures on every block, trees blocking the road. I mean, it's impossible to drive today in San Francisco, let alone boat or anywhere. I mean, it's impossible to get home.
Yeah, it was rough on yesterday. The Bay Bridge was shut down too. The winds were so strong, it overturned this big rig on the lower span of the bridge during the peak commute time. And obviously, that tied up traffic for hours. This storm left thousands without power. Looking live at PG&E's current power outage map now, the majority of outages you can see on the screen here is in the East Bay and the Peninsula. Including myself, my power has been out since yesterday evening, so imagine trying to get ready in the dark. These outages, though, are all over the Bay Area. The latest numbers tell us 88,000 customers are in the dark, so PG&E crews are making progress this morning. Right now, there are almost 51,000 customers without electricity in the East Bay, 8,000 in San Francisco, 21,000 on the Peninsula, 4,000 in the South Bay, and nearly 3,000 in the North Bay. The impacts of this storm also impacting our travel. If you take eastbound 580 at any point today, you might want to expect some delays. A 250-foot retaining wall collapsed. We'll have details on that coming up in the next half hour.